kind of mentioned a busy last couple of days. A lot of folks with the Memorial Day weekend, sir, want to get out, and they want to spend some time at the lake and do some camping. And some big news came down the line once again on Wednesday, didn't it?
Yes, that is correct. When the whole COVID, 19 pandemic took place, I kind of wondered, what would happen with our camping. And, we made the decision back on, it'll be March 8th, to cancel, or postpone all of our camping activities at the lake, until it was initially going to be May 8th. And then we pushed that back to May 20th with only reservation, only 100% reservable sites at all state park areas. So we made a big push, historically, the reservoirs here, the camping has just been first come, first serve. So about 3 weeks ago, our internet or our reservation system provider, we provided them all the information we needed on all the campsites at the reservoirs down here about 3 weeks ago. And our reservation system provider is just completely overwhelmed with the amount of new campsites going onto the system, not only for Nebraska, but also other states. They've got about 30 other states that they also maintain their reservation systems for. So they were completely overwhelmed. They had to furlough a lot of their employees, when the virus all started, because there wasn't any camping activity taking place in the nation. So they were struggling to get their employees back and just weren't able to get all of our sites onto the reservation system. So there's a lot of frustration with that. We were kind of telling people that, we thought we'd have our campsites on the reservation system. Well, it didn't happen. The decision was made, today. Since, like Red Willow, Swanson, and Enders, and a lot of other, parks across the state didn't get onto the reservation system before the, this coming Memorial Day weekend, that we just opened those campsites up that didn't make it on there to first come, first serve for this weekend, so we can get campers on the area. So everybody's itching to get out. It has been busy. I can't even tell you how many phone calls I've made and emails, and it's just spent the last 4 days doing nothing but emails and phone calls. So I'm excited. People want to get out. And I guess we can just go through each area if you like and tell them what we're going to have. If people are familiar with camping out at the lakes in the past, it's going to be the same setup where they come out and it's first come, first serve, pick out their spot and get self-registered on with our self-registration pay envelopes at the pay boxes out here at the campgrounds. So the camping will open on Friday. 2 o'clock p.m. is our, when you can start checking in for camping. I just invite people to get out here and get registered and enjoy the weekend because it is going to be nice. We do still have, some restrictions in place. Our swim beaches will remain closed. Our public facilities, our shower buildings, modern restrooms will remain closed. We will have, select vault toilets, as many vault toilets open as we can, and still properly disinfect and maintain, with the staff that we have on hand. We are, shorthanded at all the reservoirs. We've got a very limited staff, and with the virus, we're required to disinfect those facilities, very frequently. So, just do as much as we can with what facilities we've got there. So, any more questions for you, Rich?
Yeah, I noticed, of our area, of course, Red Willow, you'll be involved with that. Swanson, Enders, Sutherland, some of the area lakes. There's about, 35 state recreation areas. I didn't notice Lake McConaughey on there. Is that, had they already been open, or what's, did I miss that?
No, McConaughey's on the list. So that'll be just by reservation only. It's on the reservation system.
Okay.
For the electric campsites. So it is going to be just reservation only at Lake McConaughey. And that's something that probably won't make a lot of people happy because they want to get on the beaches with their tents and have some fun. But it is just our electric campsites, our reservable only campsites at Lake McConaughey.
So again, the rest of the rules, shower houses, designated swimming beaches, playgrounds, park activities, those are still going to remain closed, correct?
Correct.
All right, but folks should still be happy. The camping areas are open. There'll be a lot of boats, I'm sure, fishing on the lakes. And I know the weekend forecast is a little hairy with the chance of thunderstorms, but I think a lot of folks, you've heard about the petition going around and stuff like that, trying to get campgrounds open. They should be happy.
Yes, I hope they are. You know, I just want everybody to know we're doing all that we can to make sure that we have the campgrounds open, and we're trying to do it in a safe manner, and, you know, by reservation only, and working with our recommendations from local health departments. We want to just have a good count of how many people we're going to have in an area at any given time, and the best way to do that is with reservation only. And on top of that, you know, with everything being self-registration, you know, historically at these areas, our staff is handling a tremendous amount of money, cash, and it takes a couple of days to process all that. So we're looking out for our safety of our employees with you know, transfer of the virus, you know, through those funds. So and deal going 100% reservation took that away. You know, everything was going through the reservation center and the call center, and everything was credit payment was by credit card, and we wouldn't be handling any of the cash. So, but you know, we're not able to make that happen. So we're willing to make that sacrifice to, you know, we'll be handling the money, and we take the procedures we need to make sure we're safe in doing that.
And I'm sure you tell the folks that, there'll be game and parks people out, superintendents, whatever, out and about watching over the weekend, won't you?
That is correct. You know, we're going to, you know, ask everybody to keep their, you know, we got to keep that social spacing, you know, that 6-foot social spacing. We've got to keep our group sizes less than 10 people. And in fact, our campsites by our park regulations is 8 people or less. So that is what is going to be required at each campsite, 8 people or less at each campsite. We just want people to come and have fun, you know, enjoy themselves, but we just got to make sure we're adhering to all the restrictions we need for COVID-19.